This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about an appearance by General Milley, once chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General McKenzie, once head of CENTCOM, during the period of the summer of 2021 leading up to the tragedy of the withdrawal from Kabul, lives lost, people abandoned behind, a catastrophe on a world scale because all watched it on television, wanting to know about their decision-making and their advice given to the president that summer. And Bill addresses the question of Bagram, the large, well-built airfield 40 kilometers outside of Kabul that was walked away from, abandoned, not defended, would have been the way to execute the withdrawal, but it wasn't used. Instead, the one in the center of Kabul, which was vulnerable to attack as it was, the loss of Marines, the loss of many Afghanistan lives, the inadequate evacuation. Bill addresses the hearing in Congress and how the Congress persons, the people asking the questions, did or did not confront, mention Bagram and the decision to leave it. Here's Bill Raggio to explain Generals Milley and McKenzie responding to members of Congress about the decision-making in the summer of 2021 leading up to the panicky withdrawal, the NEO, from Kabul.
John, Bagram was lightly touched on in the hearing. It was probably the closest thing that the generals came to receiving criticism. But the congressman really didn't understand what happened here. If you go back and listen to the testimony of General Milley back in August of 2021, he said that the commander on the ground went ahead and suggested that Bagram be closed. But then he went ahead and said, well, that was because of we were given a hard number of troops to keep in Afghanistan. The number was 600 to 700 troops. So what the questions that they needed to be asked was, did you advise President Biden to keep Bagram open? Was that number of troops that were being advised to be kept in country, was that a military decision or a political decision? And did you agree with it? This is what was really frustrating with me watching the testimony, because the generals are left off the hook. They can just say, well, we had to close Bagram because we had to only could keep a certain amount of troops. But that's a terrible way to make military, particularly military policy. Particularly if you're the United States, and at that time you had all the troops at your disposal, if you needed to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan to keep Bagram open, which is what both generals Milley and McKenzie said they needed, and you recognize that Bagram was key for an evacuation point to conduct the NEO and to provide security in Afghanistan, why did you accede to keeping Bagram open? Didn't you recognize that closing Bagram and keeping a small number of troops would lead to the catastrophe that we all witnessed? They were never asked those questions, so we'll never really know.
More of this later. Thank you.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.